Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like life's a constant game of keep up? Like your time, energy, and even emotional space are constantly being squeezed? We're all juggling so much these days. Work, relationships, family, trying to keep up with the latest trends. Which, let's be real, change faster than my Instagram feed. It's a recipe for burnout, right? But what if I told you there was a secret weapon against feeling overwhelmed and constantly on edge? What if I told you that weapon wasn't some fancy app or a self-care retreat? Though those are great too. But something much simpler. Boundaries. That's right, friends. Today we're diving deep into the power of setting boundaries. How they can transform your life from always on to intentionally engaged. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying no all the time, though sometimes that's exactly what you need. They're about defining what matters to you, protecting your energy, and ultimately living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways from this Daily Detachment Masterclass. First, boundaries are non-negotiable self-respect. Think of them like the invisible fences around your emotional, physical, and mental well-being. They tell others, and yourself, what you're willing to accept and what crosses the line. When you set boundaries, you're saying, "This is me, this is my value, and I deserve to be treated with respect." That's pretty powerful stuff, right? Next up, boundaries aren't about perfection, they're about progress. You don't have to become a boundary-setting ninja overnight. Start small. Maybe it's saying no to that extra project at work when you're already stretched thin, or politely declining an invitation if you just need some quiet time. Each step you take towards defining your limits is a victory. Thirdly, boundaries are about communication, not confrontation. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about putting up walls and shutting people out. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. "Hey, I really value our time together, but this week I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. Can we reschedule?" You got this. Fourth, boundaries can be fluid. What works for you today might not work tomorrow. Life is constantly changing, and so are your needs. Be open to adjusting your boundaries as circumstances evolve. It's about finding what feels right for you in each moment. Remember that flexibility is key. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is a form of self-love. When you prioritize your well-being, you're not being selfish. You're giving yourself a space to thrive. Think of it like this. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you effectively take care of others? You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Let me tell you a story about a friend, Sarah, who used to be the, yes, queen. She'd always put everyone else's needs before her own, and it was taking a toll on her energy and happiness. One day, she realized she needed to change things up. So, she started saying no more often to extra commitments, to last-minute requests, to anything that didn't align with her priorities. You know what happened? Sarah found herself feeling lighter, more focused, and happier than ever before. She had the energy to pursue her passions, spend quality time with loved ones, and simply enjoy life more. So there you have it, folks, the power of boundaries. They're not just about saying no, they're about creating space for yourself to grow, thrive, and live a more authentic life. Remember these key takeaways. Boundaries are self-respect in action. Progress over perfection. Communicate clearly. Be flexible, and prioritize self-love. Remember, you deserve to feel empowered and in control of your own life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your experiences with setting boundaries. What's worked for you? What challenges have you faced? Drop a comment on the show page or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, remember, stay detached, stay empowered, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.